strange tingling sensation ran through Apida's body as she saw the sharper drawing of a girl with red pigtails and freckles on a wall with her mirror in her hand, her eyes still blurry. And indeed, her desire for change in other spirits seemed to have come true. Here and there, she whispered softly. A man came up to her, introduced himself as the headmaster, welcomed them, and suddenly took Alpida to the fourth grade. Before she kneeled, they stared strangely at her eyes. Alpida was seated next to Kim. His mother had called him that, after the singer of some band. The name also meant something strong, something like erected by Yavi. But he himself did not like his name, because everyone teased him about it. Alpida, however, was impressed by Kim's appearance. His blue-green eyes lit up, and with his long blonde hair, he stood out of the class.
Kim, you are very well read and you get along well in class. I think you will be able to support a new classmate well,
said the headmaster. Kim, indeed, had a bad feeling, and in him grew the distrust of a strange, dark-looking Alpida.
Why do I always get this new students assigned? Did not our parents latterly only scolded such refugees? They'll take our big flats away from us, get paid by the state, and otherwise they'll be aggressive pretty soon, looking for a fight. My parents have to work and rarely have time for me.
All these opinions poured like a volcano through Kim's head, because if he were friends with Alpida, that would not help him in the class. They would rather annoy him even more. Alpida gathered her courage and whispered so softly that it was hard to hear.
Hello, my name is Alpida. Who are you?
Kim's inner volcano ebbed away as he heard the lovely voice of that bright-skinned girl who resembled Snow White.
I am Kim. Where are you from?
He asked. Conversation of the two was interrupted by the ringing for her break, and Alpida got a first painful impression as Kim fell in the class.
Well, you girl, now you can finally talk about chic hairstyles with the new. Sure, she can also tell you how to live for free at the expense of others.
Eric cursed as he passed by. Kim immediately looked down and blushed. Surely, he thought, Alpida would not take the side of the others.
Here and there.
Alpida immediately shot it in the head. That is the mission in Germany. Help children who are bullied for their appearance, ethnicity, or religion. It fell from her eyes like a dandruff, and she noticed how the revolutionary thoughts of her homeland stirred in her.
Kim, I have an idea how we can improve your unsightly situation.
Never before had anyone wanted to help him out of his predicament so far. He was considered an outsider and, like the immigrant refugees, hardly noticed by the others, mostly ignored.
There are starting a student's revolution like in Cyprus.
A Peter told Kim, still looking baffled.
After the war, a wall of hatred was built to separate the two sides. Families were separated, friends were torn apart, and we students could not get in touch with each other, but we did not accept it.
Epida told him all about the music, the balloon mail, the letters. They made an appointment for the afternoon, and Kim remembered his parents' stories when they were still mourning for revolutionary action and in the late 1980s involved in overcoming the war in Germany.
I know a place where this happened as well. The name is Berlin. Today I would like to go with you to show you everything, but we have to solve our problems here in school. I also have an idea.
Kim said excitedly, infected by Peter's zeal. The next morning, a poster stuck to the wall in the middle of Pippi's arms. On it, one call to read. I wish that all children of the school are valued in their mucus, that every girl and every boy can be as he/she wants to be, and nobody is expelled because of his appearance, his homeland, or because of his religion.
Here and there,
a Peter and Kim whispered. The mirror in her pocket began to glow with the sound of Kim's words.
That's it.
Both thought, the mirror will help us. She pulled the mirror out of her pocket with a sweep and held it out to the children. Many did not believe their eyes, because they were also responsible for bullying and exclusion. Their word had been unreflective, shot by friends, adults, the media, and not by the opposite. This had made their faces mellow, pale and limp.
Love, be merry, be tolerant, and you'll notice who your positive behavior is mirrored to your classmates, and you can experience the same back.
Kim said, tucking in everyone's smile. The students planned a parents' meeting over coffee and cake, in which all parents called to get to know each other and reduce fares and produce it. Dispute mediators should become contact person, should give opportunities to solve conflicts peacefully, and be role models for tolerance and appreciation of each. The chosen mediators quickly became active, and it was the change hoped for by Elpida and Kim. From then on, the studies were always held a mirror to show them a respectful behavior. Then, during the break, something incredible happened to Kim. Eric shouted to him who had insulted him days before.
Hey Kim, you're good at holding balls. Do you want to play football with us? Oh, by the way, I'm sorry. I called you a girl.
It was the best break in Kim's life.
Thank you, Alpida.
He said, hugging her.
Now we have been able to move a lot in our heads. Now I can show you what our parents want, that some tracks can still be found in Berlin today.
They held hands and stood in front of the East Side Gallery in Berlin, a symbol of the peaceful revolution in 1989.
Follow the Moskva down to Gorky Park, listening to the wind of change.
The wall shows how people enjoyed it, the fall of the wall back then, what a great hope they had for a better, more humane society without oppression and bondage.
Peter and Kim looked at the picture when they suddenly heard a voice.
Ein Blick hinter die Mauer brachte keine Gewissheit über die Herkunft dieser Stimme. Nur der Spiegel leuchtete.
There are three parts. Look, Kim. Here and there.
Sprach Elpida, umschloss seine Hand ganz fest.
May I accompany you on your further journey, Elpida?
Fragte Kim schnell. Doch ehe er Elpidas Lächeln erwidern konnte, spürte er, wie Elpida und er sich schon dahin begaben.
Change.